This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. International efforts to defuse a standoff over Ukraine have intensified. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Moscow for talks, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Washington to coordinate policies. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned Sunday that Russia could invade Ukraine any day. An invasion would trigger a conflict that would come at an enormous human cost. Russia has denied any plans of attacking its neighbor, but urged the U.S. and its allies not to accept Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations into NATO, halt weapons deployments there, and roll back NATO forces from Eastern Europe. The U.S. and NATO reject those demands. Over the weekend, thousands of people marched in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv to protest against any possible Russian invasion and to demonstrate unity with the rest of Ukraine. Kharkiv is just 40 kilometers from some of the tens of thousands of Russian troops massed at the border of Ukraine. Ukrainian women in Kharkiv are volunteering for military-style weapons training to fend off a potential invasion from Russian troops. A 55-year-old woman said, quote, "This city has to be protected. Russia has a big appetite, and they are taking piece by piece." She went on, "That's why I study how to use weapons. We need to do something, not to panic and fall on our knees. We do not want this." Some fear that if Russia attacks, Kharkiv could be one of the first targets. A few dozen elite troops and equipment from this U.S. 82nd Airborne Division have landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. Find more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese tennis player Peng Shui has given a controlled interview to a French newspaper about the social media posting that sparked a storm of international concern over her well-being. L'Equipe said it spoke to the tennis player on Sunday in a Beijing hotel in an hour-long interview organized through China's Olympic Committee. Peng told the newspaper she never accused a Chinese official of sexual assault. Peng also said that her post in November had been taken out of context and led to an enormous misunderstanding. In that post, Peng wrote that Zhang Guoli, a former vice premier and member of the ruling Chinese Communist Party's all-powerful Politburo Standing Committee, had forced her to have sex despite repeated refusals. Myanmar military leader Min Aung Hlaing agreed to arrange for an Association of Southeast Asian Nations special envoy from Cambodia to meet members of the ousted ruling party on a future visit. That's according to a senior Cambodian official on Monday. The pledge was made in a January 26 video call with Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. It represents a small concession in a deadlocked peace process since Myanmar's military seized power a year ago from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. Myanmar has been in crisis since the military seized power, with about 1,500 civilians killed in the junta's crackdown on its opponents, according to figures cited by the United Nations Human Rights Office. The Iranian foreign minister said Tuesday that Iran would continue its efforts to reach a deal with world powers over the 2015 nuclear deal. Talks to revive Iran's tattered 2015 agreement are resuming on Tuesday after breaking off for a bit over a week for diplomats to return home for consultations. Speaking in Tehran, Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto said he welcomed resumption of the talks. The United States pulled out of the Vienna Accord in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump and reimposed heavy sanctions on Iran. Tehran has responded by increasing the purity and amounts of uranium it enriches and stockpiles. U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin the deal. Frontier Airlines and Spirit Airlines are proposing to merge in a $2.9 billion deal. If it goes through, the combination would create a larger discount airline to compete against the nation's dominant carriers. It would also allow the two airlines to promote lower fares. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.